Okay, in this video, we're gonna go on the Medium feed and we're just gonna take a look at some of the different headlines. And I'm just gonna kind of freestyle and go through and tell you about some things to look for in a good headline, things to look for in a bad headline, things I look at as a reader, things that pique my curiosity. And by the end, you should get a little bit of better insights into what makes a good headline and what makes a bad headline. So let's take a look at what we have up here on the home feed. This is okay. Average human body temperature is no longer 98.6. Is that of interest to some people? Sure, but not necessarily to many people. That's a funny thing. This is actually from Elemental, which is a Medium publication. And I've noticed that a lot of the Medium publications, they have more of a journalistic kind of background to the writers, and they're actually really not that great at kind of writing eye-catching headlines. They often do this kind of literal, they describe what is going on in the article as opposed to the way that I teach, where you kind of allude to what the article is going to talk about or talk about the potential benefits. So, like, my question is, why does it matter that the average human body temperature is no longer 98.6 degrees? Like, if there was something, maybe the headline could be, discovery of science, shows this reason why your health could be lowered or something like that. That's not a great example, but if the reason why 98.6 is, a big deal, if it's there's something critical to your health about it, that is what I would allude to in that sort of headline. 10 life lessons I'll never forget and vulnerable stories of how I, pretty good headline. I would say maybe it's a little bit too long because you can't see the whole headline in the description, but 10 life lessons I'll never forget, that's good. That's from Nicholas Cole. A very experienced writer, actually someone I might have mentioned in one of my other videos. And the reason why this headline is good is life lessons, it speaks to the aspirations that you would have. A lot of people have things that they go through in their life where you learn valuable lessons from it and it helps you get that personal transformation. So if you're seeing somebody who appears to be kind of smart, competent, and experienced, learning about their life lessons, especially kind of that caveat there that he'll never forget. So he's talking about something, so profound that it burned inside of his mind, right? So that's another good piece of the headline. And he goes on to say, and the vulnerable stories of how I learned them. Not bad, vulnerable shows you that you're kind of going to get a no BS, really in-depth insight to what his life was like. And you see 19-minute read. Definitely he's going to be going through some real legit stories. So if you're in the mood for that kind of article, you might want to read it. Why entrepreneurs should wake up at 5 a.m. This isn't a bad headline. The entrepreneurship space, the waking up early, productivity space, if you kind of talk about those things, you will get clicks. And, coming from someone who is an entrepreneur, who did wake up at 5 a.m. when I had a day job, I'm guessing that there are going to be good things in this article. And this is just another pretty good example of kind of alluding to there's going to be some sort of benefit if you wake up at 5 a.m., right? That's what's kind of being alluded to in the article. So it's another good example of a headline. There's no normal life, there's just life. It's okay. It kind of alludes to kind of the overall sentiment. I'm guessing the article is going to be about kind of how be content in the human moment, everything like that. So it's an okay article. You aren't supposed to love the way you look. Unrealistic self-love standards are not helping you. So this is from Brianna Weiss. She's a really popular writer. She's like a verified kind of internet celebrity. So she does a really good job. And why this headline, although it doesn't fall under like the traditional how to, 7 tips for this listicle kind of thing, which you don't necessarily have to do to be successful on Medium, but I talk about doing those sort of headlines so you get an idea of how to be persuasive. The reason why I like this one is the idea of you aren't supposed to love the way you look. It's kind of juxtaposing against the kind of love yourself no matter what self-care routine. So it kind of sparks high arousal emotions. So this is a little bit polarizing. Unrealistic self-love standards are not helping you. This is a polarizing headline because many people are on this kind of, politically correct, you should love yourself no matter what kind of mantra. and she's going against the grain. So you'll either click because you kind of agree with her, or you'll click. Sometimes people will click because they're skeptical of you and they kind of like want to hate read your article a little bit, which is, not a bad strategy. Being polarizing definitely works. Medium publication header. This is from Casey Botticello, who does a lot of he does a lot of really good blogging guides, specifically on Medium. So this is kind of literal. It's just about making Medium publication headers. If I were him, I probably would have changed it to something like how to do a Medium publication header, or talk about why it's good to do a Medium publication header. So it'd be like, how creating a Medium publication header could help you increase your audience. You always want to speak to benefits. Face the pain inside you. It's okay. I like the subheadline probably a little bit better. Paradoxically, the best way to get rid of painful emotions is to embrace them. So again, it's kind of going against the kind of conventional wisdom of, repressing your emotions being the path to moving forward kind of thing. Netflix You season 2 isn't as creepy. It's negligent. This one comes from Shannon Ashley. It's a decent headline. Again, it's polarizing because You is a very popular Netflix show right now. And just from knowing Ashley, or Shannon, excuse me, I'm guessing she's going to go on to talk about probably how the show is probably sexist in some ways, misogynistic in some ways, probably does not show the best elements of human dynamics. There you go. Talks about violence against women. So it's talking about those issues. And like I said in the earlier section, writing about issues of culture and equality, very, very popular on Medium. So this is a good example of talking about a topic that can be polarizing, talking about a popular topic. This is also a technique that's called newsjacking. So newsjacking is where you kind of go with a popular topic that's trending and throw your two cents into it. So Netflix's You, which is a show that I actually watch and like. I don't know what that says about me, right? But it's a very popular show. Lots of people have watched it. So this is intriguing. As someone who likes a show, I'm like, okay, I probably disagree. I probably maybe think she's going a little bit too in depth into a fictional story, but that's intriguing. So like, I want to know what does she really think about that? I'm someone who likes to see views that are different from mine. So that would be interesting, just to get her perspective. Three easy rules that have made me more productive. This is a good headline because from the standpoint of readers, readers like convenience and ease. That's one thing to understand about audiences is that people actually don't, for the most part, don't like working hard. They want to believe that there are easy and simple solutions. So the way that I do this in self-help articles, I will basically write an article that's, clickbaity, or maybe the way I would frame something being easy is I would say something like, maybe it's easy to logically understand the mindset, but then I might go on to say that it's hard to actually implement the steps. So you can always, don't be afraid to allude to something and then go in a different, a little bit of a different direction. Don't be afraid to bait and switch people a little bit, as long as you make the writing good, right? So the headline is always going to be the window dressing, but make sure that you're making solid quality writing to go along with the good headlines. How to overcome a painful past. I mean, who hasn't been there, right? We all have things that we wish were different in our life, things we wish we could change. So if, how many people does that kind of headline apply to? A lot of people. It's very simple. How to overcome a painful past is very straightforward. It tells you what the benefit of reading the article is going to be straight up. And sometimes it's a very useful device for getting people to click through.